Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
We're the empty spaces. Welcome back to the PC Speaking Podcast. Today we are on day number 116 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Our reading for today is from Judges chapters 3 through 5 in the Old Testament, Luke chapter 19 in the New Testament. And Judges 3 through 5, these chapters, they cover the early cycles of Israel's judges. They highlight that recurring pattern of Israel's disobedience, oppression by surrounding nations, they cry for help, and then deliverance by God through the judges. Othniel delivers Israel from Mesopotamian oppression. Ehud frees them from Moabite rule. Deborah, alongside Barak, leads a battle against the Canaanite king Jabin and his army commander Sisera. Judges 4 tells the story of Jael, who kills Sisera, delivering Israel from Canaanite oppression. Judges 5 features the Song of Deborah, a victory hymn that celebrates the triumph of God's people over their enemies and praises the Lord's deliverance. Then we move over to the New Testament in Luke chapter 19. That begins with the story of Zacchaeus, who is a tax collector who seeks to see Jesus and is transformed by his encounter, leading to restitution for his past wrongs. Jesus then tells the parable of the 10 pounds, teaching about stewardship and the kingdom of God. As Jesus approaches Jerusalem, he weeps over the city, foretelling its destruction. And the chapter concludes with Jesus cleansing the temple. That's sometimes a controversial passage. Well, let's go to our reading. Judges chapter 3, verse 1. Now, these are the nations which the Lord left to test Israel by them, even as many as had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, at least those who knew nothing of it before. The five lords of the Philistines, all the Canaanites, the Sidonians, the Hivites who lived in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon to the entrance of Hamath, they were left to test Israel by them, to know whether they would listen to the Lord's commandments, which he commanded their fathers by Moses. The children of Israel lived amongst the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. They took their daughters to be their wives and gave their own daughters to their sons and served their gods. The children of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. Therefore, the Lord's anger burnt against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cush-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Cush-Rishathaim 8 years. When the children of Israel cried to the Lord raised up a savior of the children of Israel who saved them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. The Lord's spirit came on him, and he judged Israel, and he went out to war, and the Lord delivered Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hands. His hand prevailed against Cushan-Rishathaim. The land had rest 40 years, then Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. The children of Israel, again, did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done that which was evil in the Lord's sight. He gathered the children of Ammon and Amalek to himself, and he went and struck Israel, and they possessed the city of palm trees. The children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried to the Lord, and the Lord raised up a savior for them, Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, a left-handed man, the children of Israel sent tribute by him to Eglon, the king of Moab. Ehud made himself a sword, which had two edges, a cubit in length, and he wore it under his clothing on his right thigh. He offered the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Eglon was a very fat man. When Ehud had finished offering the tribute, he sent away the people who carried the tribute. But he himself turned back from the stone idols that were by Gilgal and said, "I have a secret message for you, O king." The king said, "Keep silence." All who stood by him left him. Ehud came to him, and he was sitting by himself alone in the cool upper room. Ehud said, "I have a message from God to you." He arose out of his seat. Ehud put out his left hand and took the sword from his right thigh and thrust it into his body. The handle also went in after the blade, and the flat closed on the blade, and he didn't draw the sword out of his body, and it came out behind him. Then Ehud went out onto the porch and shut the doors of the upper room on him and locked them. After he had gone, his servants came and saw the doors of the upper room were locked. They said, "Surely he is covering his feet in the upper room." They waited until they were ashamed. And behold, he didn't open the doors of the upper room. Therefore, they took the key and opened them. And behold, their Lord had fallen down dead on the floor. Ehud escaped while they waited, passed beyond the stone idols, and escaped to Seirah. When he had come, he blew a trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the hill country, and he led them. He said to them, "Follow me, for the Lord has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand." They followed him and took the fords of Jordan against the Moabites and didn't allow any man to pass over. They struck at them about 10,000 men of Moab, every strong man and every man of valor. No one escaped. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel. Then the land had rest 80 years. After him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who struck 600 men of the Philistines with an ox goad. He also saved Israel. Judges chapter 4. The children of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. The Lord sold them into the land of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth. Of the Gentiles, the children of Israel cried to the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and he mightily oppressed the children of Israel for 20 years. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lippadoth, judged Israel at that time. She lived under Deborah's palm tree between Ramah and Bethel in the hill city of Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. She sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said to him, "Hasn't the Lord, the God of Israel, commanded, go and lead the way to Mount Tabor, and take with you 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and the children of Zebulun? I will draw to you to the river Kishon, Sisera, the captain Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into your hand." Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go." She said, "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the journey that you take won't be for your honor, for the Lord will sell Sisera into a woman's hand." Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali together to Kadesh. 10,000 men followed him, and Deborah went up with him. Now Heber the Kenite had separated himself from the Kenites, even from the children of Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law, and had pitched his tent as far as the oak of Zaninim, which is by Kadesh. They told Sisera that Barak, the son of Binoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor. Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people who were with him were Harosheth of the Gentiles and the river Kishon. Deborah said to Barak, "Go, for this is the day in which the Lord has delivered Sisera into your hand. Hasn't the Lord gone out before you?" So Barak went down from Mount Tabor and 10,000 men after him. The Lord confused Sisera, all his chariots, and all his army with the edge of the sword before Barak. Sisera abandoned his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued the chariots and the army of Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the army of Sisera fell by the edge of the sword. There was not a man left. However, Sisera fled away on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber the Kenite. Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Turn in, my lord, turn in to me, don't be afraid." He came into her, into the tent, and she covered him with a rug. He said to her, "Please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." She opened a container of milk and gave him a drink and covered him. He said to her, "Stand in the door of the tent, and if any man comes and inquires you and says, 'Is there any man here?' you shall say, 'No.'" Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent peg and took a hammer in her hand and went softly to him and struck the pin into his temples, and it pierced through into the ground, for he was in a deep sleep, so he fainted and died. Behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him and said to him, "Come, and I will show you the man whom you seek." He came to her, and behold, Sisera lay dead, and the tent peg was in his temples. So God subdued Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel on that day. The hand of the children of Israel pervaded more and more. against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. Judges chapter 5. Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day because the leaders took the dead in Israel because the people offered themselves willingly. Be blessed, Lord. Hear you, kings. Give ear, your princes. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you went out of Seir, when you marched out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled. The sky also dropped. Yes, the clouds dropped water. The mountains quaked at the Lord's presence. Even Sinai at the presence of the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied. The travelers walked through byways. The rulers ceased in Israel. They ceased until I, Deborah, arose, until I arose, a mother in Israel. They chose new gods. Then war was in the gates. Was there a shield or spear seen amongst 40,000 in Israel? My heart is towards the governors of Israel, who offered themselves willingly amongst the people. Bless the Lord. Speak, you who ride on white donkeys, you who sit on rich carpets, and you who walk by the way. Far from the noise of archers, in the places of drawing water, there they will rehearse the Lord's righteous acts, the righteous acts of his rule in Israel. The Lord's people went down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead away your captives, you son of Abinoam. Then a remnant of the nobles and the people came down. The Lord came down for me against the mighty. Those whose roots is in Amalek came out of Ephraim. After you, Benjamin, amongst your peoples, governors come down onto Machir. Those who handle the marshal staff came out of Zebulun. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah, as was Issachar, so was Barak. They rushed into the valley at his feet by the watercourses of Reuben. There were great resolves of heart. Why did you sit amongst the sheepfolds to hear the whistling of the flocks at the watercourses of Reuben? There were great searchings of heart. Gilead lived beyond the Jordan. Why did Dan remain in ships? Asher sat still at the haven of the sea and lived by his creeks. Zebulun was a people that jeopardized their lives to the death. Naphtali also on the high places of the field. The kings came and fought. Then the kings of Canaan fought at Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They took no plunder of silver. From the sky, the stars fought. From their courses, they found against Sisera. The river Kishon swept them away. The ancient river, the Kishon River, my soul marched on with its strength. Then the horse hooves stamped because of the prancing and the prancing of their strong ones. Curse Meroz, said the Lord's angel, curse bitterly its inhabitants, because they didn't come to help the Lord, to help the Lord against the mighty. Jael shall be blessed above women, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He asked for water. She gave him milk. She brought him butter in a lordly dish. She put her hand to the tent peg and her right hand to the workman's hammer. With the hammer, she struck Sisera. She struck through his head. Yes, she pierced and struck through his temples. At her feet, he bowed. He fell. He lay. At her feet, he bowed. He fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead. Through the window, she looked out and cried. Sisera's mother looked through the lattice. Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why do the wheels of his chariot wait? Her wise ladies answered her. Yes, she returned answer to herself. Have they not found? Have they not divided the plunder? A lady, two ladies to every man. To Sisera, a plunder of dyed garments, a plunder of dyed garments, embroidered of dyed garments, embroidered on both sides and the necks of the plunder. So let all your enemies perish, Lord. So let those who love him to be as a sun when the sun rises in its strength. Then the land had rest for 40 years. Over to the New Testament, Luke chapter 19. He entered and was passing through Jericho. There was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and he was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was and couldn't because of the crowd, because he was short. He ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. He hurried, came down, and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he has gone in to lodge with a man who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have wrongly exacted anything of anyone, I restore four times as much. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. for the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. As they heard these things, he went on and told a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that God's kingdom would be revealed immediately. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return, he called 10 servants, and he gave them 10 mina coins, and told them, conduct business until I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent an envoy after him, saying, we don't want this man to reign over us. Then he had come back, when he had come back again, having received the kingdom, he commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by conducting business. The first came before him, saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 more minas. He said to him, well done, you good servant, because you were found faithful with very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. The second came, saying, your mina, Lord, has made 5 minas. So he said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. Another came, saying, Lord, behold your mina, which I kept away in a handkerchief, for I feared you, because you are an exacting man. You take up that which you didn't lay down, and reap that which you didn't sow. And he said to him, out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I am an exacting man, taking up that which I didn't lay down, and reaping that which I didn't sow. Then why didn't you deposit my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have earned interest on it? He said to those who stood by, take the mina away from him and give it to him who has the 10 minas. They said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. For I tell you that to everyone who has will more be given, but from him who doesn't, even that which he has will be taken away from him. But bring those enemies of mine who didn't want me to reign over them here and kill them before me. Having said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he came near to Bethpage and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent 2 of his disciples, saying, go your way into the village on the other side, in which as you enter, you will find a colt tied, which no man has ever sat upon. Untie it and bring it. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Say to him, the Lord needs it. Those who were sent away and found things just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, why are you untying the colt? They said, the Lord needs it. Then they brought it to Jesus. They threw their cloaks on the colt and sat Jesus on them. As he went, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was getting near at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works which they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees from the multitude said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered them, I tell you that if these were silent, the stones would cry out. Then he came near the city. When he came near the city, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you, even you, had known today the things which belong to your peace, but now they are hidden from eyes. For the days will come on you when your enemies will throw up a barricade against you, surround you, hem you in on every side, and will dash you and your children within you. Oh my goodness, excuse me. Let's see, let's go back to the beginning of that sentence. For the days will come on you when your enemies will throw up a barricade against you, surround you, hem you in on every side, and will dash you and your children within you to the ground. They will not leave in you one stone on another, because you didn't know the time of your visitation. He entered into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of robbers. He was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests, the scribes, and the leading men amongst the people sought to destroy him. They couldn't find what they might do, for all the people hung on to every word that he said. There's our reading from Judges chapters 3-5 and Luke chapter 19. Let's wrap up with a few thoughts for today. Consider the role of unlikely heroes in God's plan, like Ehud, Deborah, Jael. How does God use unexpected people to encourage you? Both sections of the reading today highlight God's authority and the importance of faithfulness. How do the stories of deliverance and redemption speak to your need for God's intervention and guidance in your life? And if you'd like to take your study further today, spend some more time, reflect on the significance of Jesus weeping over Jerusalem. Explore the historical context of Jerusalem's destruction in AD 70 and the broader theological implications of Jesus' prophecy and tears. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word.